Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? Good. Well, besides the lights and the fog, I cannot see any of you. So, like I said, you just have to assume that you're there. I heard you. You were singing, so that was good. So, we're in this message series called Mountains, Valleys, and In Between. And I know right now, wherever it is, each one of you are sitting, you're in one of those places. You're either on the mountaintop, or you're down in the valley, or you're just kind of like in between. Just really not feeling the high highs of God. Maybe not in the depths of despair in the valleys, but you're in the in-between. Well, last week we talked about those mountaintop experiences. We talked about those experiences that we have where God just kind of comes through for us in a real big way, a way where we feel no doubt about it that God has spoken to us, or he's revealed something to us, or, you know, you felt him, you just felt this closeness. And we're really thankful for those times. We're thankful for those times that God gives us where we can kind of go back, and it's those touch points in our life when we go through the tough times, maybe the valleys that you go into right after, that you go through, and you kind of go back to those mountaintop experiences where you think, God is good, and he was there with me before, and he's going to help me get through this time also. So like I said, we talked about those mountaintops that we go through on our journey, but today we're going to talk about those valleys that each one of us goes through. Every one of us has valley experiences that we probably have already dealt with in our lives. And I think we can understand the mountaintops. We can kind of understand why God would want to give us those moments, you know, to encourage us and to help us and really kind of get us through. But sometimes we really have a hard time understanding why God would allow us to go through the depths of despair sometimes that we go through. The tough times, those valleys that it seems like they last forever. And you're like, why, God? Why is it that I have to go through this valley? Why is it that I have to have this pain? Why do I have to feel this hurt? Why do I feel so down in the depths right now? And we wonder why it is that God wouldn't just protect us from that. Why is it that he couldn't just let us live on the mountaintops? You know, why can't we just still stay there and just wait for him to come back? Why can't we just enjoy that time instead? Why would he make us go through those deep hurts? Why would he allow it? Because, you know, we know that some of the things that happens in our lives, you know, we know that the enemy might be trying to get at us, but we also know that God allows things that take place in our lives. So why does he do that? Why does he not shield us from all those sorrows? You know, maybe you thought you were one of those people that, you know, you're going to come to Christ and you're going to accept him and everything's just going to go great. You're never going to have any of that pain. You know, you thought it's going to be easier once I come to know Christ. Once I start to follow him, it's going to be easy. It's not going to be so difficult anymore. Maybe you've already come to the conclusion that this isn't as easy as you thought it was going to be. I think all of us who really sincerely follow after God have that experience in our life where we think, this is it. I thought it would be easier than this. I thought it wouldn't be so painful. God, if you're so good and you do such great things for us, why are we still sometimes just suffering and struggling and just in that pit that we can't seem to get out of? You know, well, one of the things that I have to say that when people share the message of Christ, we a lot of times don't hear them say, you know what, it's still going to be tough, still going to be a battle. You know, what we hear a lot of times we hear people saying is it's, you know, kind of gives the impression sometimes that it's all going to be rainbows and lollipops. You know, it's all going to be great, you know, before Jesus, sad face, after Jesus, smiley face. And then we come to know Christ and we think, I've been sold a bad bill of goods here. This is not true. This is not true at all because this is not my experience. I've never had this experience where everything, all of a sudden, everything's sunny and beautiful just because I've come to know Christ. So what we do, a lot of times we share those good things, and I don't think it's because we're really trying to lie to anyone. We're not trying to do a bait and switch or anything when we tell people about the goodness of Christ. What we do is we lead with the good things. Because we really hope that what happens is they kind of get their sea legs underneath them, like of sorts, you know? Like that their faith kind of gets cemented and grounded really, really good. Because we know, if we followed after God, that those tough times are still going to come. They're going to challenge them. And there's still going to be a struggle. And we know that's true because we've gone through it. We've journeyed along on this path. We've had those great experiences where God was good. And there's times where we're like, God, where are you? I feel like I'm all alone in this valley. So, you know, the thing is, I don't believe, like I say, we're trying to lie to them. I think that sometimes we just hope the best for them. So I want to be clear to you today. If you've never come to Christ, if you've never asked for forgiveness, if that's something that you've never done today, I want you to know that it is the best thing you could ever possibly do for your life, because God is so good. But I want to be clear to you that you're still going to struggle. There's still going to be things in your life that you're going to struggle with. Some things, you know what, we are just miraculously cured of, and some things we are not. Sometimes those valleys last a little longer than we want them to in our lives. So no matter who you are, no matter what your income, gender, level of education, your attractiveness, every single one of us is going to go through those valleys and those depths of despair in our lives. We're going to have those times we are on the mountaintops, and then no sooner are we on the mountaintops that we are going to slip into a valley, and we are going to experience the low lows of our faith, and it's going to seem utterly undoable sometimes. Sometimes you're going to think, this can't be real. Maybe I didn't get something. Maybe when other people got it and they received Jesus, that they received something more. Maybe there was something different for them. Maybe somehow it didn't happen for me because I feel so lonely and so lost. And that's not the case. Every single person that comes to Christ goes through that same experience. So if you're feeling that, if you're in the depths of the valley right now and you feel as though something didn't happen for you, I want to encourage you today that it did. It did happen for you. God forgave you of your sins. God changed your life. But he also is good enough not to leave everything be perfect for you, because he wants to continually change us as we go along on our path and our journey. You know, those elevations that we're going to experience, they are all normal, and they are also very necessary, because what they do is they teach us something as we go. If we stayed where we are, we would be lost. We have to keep continuing on in a journey, because God's going to get us to where he wants us to be eventually. But the thing is, they're necessary. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13 says, "Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world." You know, I think people have this misconception a lot of times that when we read the Bible that it's talking to the unbelieving world. It's not. The Bible speaks to those that say that they belong to Christ. So when he says, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through, he's talking to you who are believers. Don't be surprised when you go through those tough times. Don't be surprised when you go through the battles and you have to keep continuing on. But it's really hard, isn't it, when he says, be glad. Because that goes against everything that we feel. When we're going through pain and sorrow, it's really difficult to be glad about the fiery trials. It sounds like that doesn't make sense at all to us. But we do need to be glad. What we do need to be glad for is that God's taking us somewhere else. He's not going to leave us where we are right now. He's going to change us and challenge us, and he's going to grow our faith, and he's going to make us become more and more like him as we go. Well, that's the reason why I wanted to teach this series, because I really do think that there's so many people that come to Christ and they do believe that it's either going to be all mountaintops and they don't believe they're going to go through a valley, and then all of a sudden they're hit with this and they're just like, I don't think I can do this. My life is no different than it was before. I might as well go back and just be who I was before, because following after Christ is not an easy thing. We know it is a very difficult thing. It all sounds good, but it's not so easy. So if I were to ask each one of you about a terrible time in your life, that's whether before you came to Christ or after, you could all tell me something. None of us have this beautiful, perfect life, and I think a lot of times we look at people and we think that they do. We look at others and we think, oh, your life is so perfect, but we don't know what people really feel. We don't know what people really go through. We don't know the struggles. People are really good with wearing masks. But I think each of you probably have had those really tough times that you've gone through. You could tell me about a sickness, maybe something you've gone through, A time where you really thought you would get better, and no matter what you do, you can't seem to get better. I'll be honest with you, I've been struggling since December 28th. I've been up and down with feeling good and then feeling bad. This week has probably been one of the biggest struggles I've ever gone to try to teach this message. And I think God must have had something in it. Maybe he wanted me to go through a valley to teach about the valley. But I've had sickness really since December 28th, where I just really can't seem to get better. And I've been one of those ones for 4 years, never sick, you know, thinking I had it all figured out. I think sometimes God has a way of kind of humbling us and saying, you don't. You don't have it all figured out. You know, this week was really tough. I had a canceled youth, and I couldn't do that. And then I just would start to feel better and feel bad again. I've coughed all week, and God was so good. He kept me from coughing last night, and we're going to see. I bet he keeps me from coughing today, too, because he's so good. But, you know, we're all going to have those valley experiences, each one of us. And you're going to walk through them. You're going to go through financial struggles. You're going to have times in your life where you think, I can't pay the bills. How am I going to do it? You're going to have relationship problems. You're going to have maybe a spouse that you just can't seem to get on the same page. You go through these battles together. You love each other, but you're like, why can't this get easier? Why is it that we keep going around this same fight over and over again? You know, maybe, like I said, you've lost somebody. Maybe you've lost somebody in your life. Maybe it is a broken relationship, or maybe it's really just through death. Somebody you never thought you would lose, and then you just really can't see your life going on. It's those valleys that we walk through that teach us so much. We don't like them when we're going through them, but when we get to the other side and we start heading up the mountain, we can see that there was value in it. I think with me this week, it was trying to keep struggling on and keep pushing through. Those times where you don't want to sit down and you don't really want to read. You don't want to study because, you know, you just really want to escape. You know, we have this thing inside of us for some reason. We go through valleys and we really feel bad. We just like to kind of cocoon ourselves away, don't we? Just pretend like it doesn't exist. You know, just lose yourself in an episode of Cops. That's what I do. You know, just kind of try to escape for a little bit. But the thing is, you know what? You have to kind of face them because they do teach us something. The thing that we have to understand is that God is so good that he does let us go through the valleys, but he doesn't let us go through the valleys alone. See, that's the big difference that we have to understand. And that's what I really want you to leave with today, is the idea you may have gone through a fiery trial before, a deep, deep valley, but you went through it alone before coming to Christ. After, you have him. And that makes all the difference in the world. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So wherever, mountaintop, valley, or just in between, God says he's faithful and he's with you wherever you go. It's not going to be easy, but when it's not easy, you'll have him to hold on to. You're going to find yourself in that valley and you're going to say, I feel alone. And you're going to be able to whisper and think, no, but God's with me. And it's going to give you that comfort. Like I said, we wonder the why. Why? Why can't it just be easier? Why is it that we, when we come to Christ, you know, we give up so much, right? When we decide we're going to follow after God, we give up so much. We think, okay, I'm not going to live this life of debauchery that I lived before. I'm not going to do stuff that's so evil. I'm going to have my mind fixed on good things. And God, I'm going to seek you. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to do these things. And you think, but why then? Why can't it just be easier? Why can't we just camp out and just enjoy the time? Why is it that God allows us to go through those deep valleys? I think there's more to it than just what we said. You know, I think he doesn't allow us to live on those mountaintops and he lets us feel those valleys because it's what he did himself. Jesus came and he suffered and he struggled and he went through those deep valleys himself. He might have had a good life for a while and things were easy. You know, when you're like 12, 13 and you know, you don't have those cares of the world. I know you guys at 12, 13, you think you do. You don't. Sorry to tell you. There's going to be tougher times still to come. But you know what? Jesus had those same experiences. You know, he had those good times where it felt like living was easy and breezy. But we know that Jesus went through some deep, deep valleys. And we know that ultimately he paid a very, very deep price in the valley. You know, I think we wonder what it is. And I just to give you some encouragement, I want you to know that you're not alone when you wonder why you go through this valley. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, will ever live, he thought the same things. He thought, why? Why? Why does it have to be this way? So in Ecclesiastes 9, 1 and 2, it says, "This too I carefully explored. Even though the actions of godly and wise people are in God's hands, no one knows whether God will show them favor. The same destiny ultimately awaits everyone, whether righteous or wicked, good or bad, ceremonial, clean or unclean, religious or irreligious. Good people receive the same treatment as sinners, and people who make promises to God are treated like people who don't." See, we think it's going to be better. We're going to come to know Christ and it's going to be better. And it is better. But sometimes it's just not easy. You know, so if our Savior had to go through it, we have to understand that we're also going to have to go through it. The one point that Jesus makes throughout his word is the fact that he's going to do everything that we're going to do if we're followers of Christ. He's just first. He shows us the way. He is the truth. He's going to show us the way. You know, I think the other thing is that, you know, when we wonder why it is that we go through this, I think it's also because if Christianity was safe, if Christianity was a cocoon that you could just kind of go into, could you really trust everyone that was there? Do you think people would just flock there, want to be there because it's safe? See, the thing is, God makes it clear that we have to have faith. We have to have faith to be a Christian. See, if we just did it to escape, he's going to understand that that's not real. So if it was a safe faith, if everything went well for us once we came to know Christ, I think more and more people would be involved in Christianity. I think they would be there and think, just shield me from all the fiery darts that are going to come at me. And see, we're not shielded. If anything, it seems like we're more of a target when we're followers of Christ. It's not a safe religion. Christianity is very unsafe. There's more people being martyred for the faith of being a Christian right now than there ever has been in any time of history. People don't realize that because we live in America. And it doesn't look like it's that bad, although it is getting worse, guys. It's getting worse. When people call out Christians and say, what I said last week, when I told you that, I said, I've heard God, when people call them out and say that that's insane. That's not insanity. It's faith. God is good and he does speak to people over and over again. So our faith is not safe. There's people that have followed after God that have made that choice and have lost their lives. So I think God wants us to understand that this is not going to be easy. But you have an eternity plan with him. And no one can really get at you ultimately, because the thing is, they could take our lives, but they can't take us, because we have something more. I think also God wants us to go through those deep valleys and see how we do it so that we can show others how we got through it. See, all of our lives are a witness. You know, when we go through these tough valleys, if we don't give up and we just keep walking, what it does is it shows an unbelieving world that there's more hope. There's something more that we have to offer, because we show the way, like Jesus showed the way to us, that there is a better plan. I also think he allows us to go through them because he's just a good parent. He's a good dad. Sometimes he makes us go through these tough times. You know, the thing is, you know, when you aren't allowed, when you're a kid, when you're grounded, because your parents say, you know what, for your own good, you're staying home today. I'm punishing you. You need to learn something through this. I think sometimes when we go through these deep valleys, God's just really being a good parent to us. And he's saying, for your own good, you're going to go through this tough time. So ultimately, you understand that there's more for you. I'm going to teach you something more about yourself and about your faith and about the people around you. So a valley is a place of a trial. It's a place where our faith is really put to a test. If you have no test, you'll never know if you're going to succeed, if you're going to make it. You have to have tests. No one likes tests. Every single person that ever goes through school hates tests. Pop quizzes. We all remember those moments when you walk into school and all of a sudden it's like pop quiz and your heart just drops and you get that kind of hot sweat comes over. You're like, oh man, I didn't study any of this. But life is a test. Life is a test that you're going to go through, and you're going to have these times where, you're going to get 100% A+ mountaintop. Sometimes you're going to go through these deep valleys where it is the big old F, and you're like, what is that? But no matter how painful the valleys are, they're never wasted. They're never wasted. It's hard to see our way through it when we're going through it, but we get through it and we realize it wasn't wasted at all. It refined us. There was something inside us that God was doing to kind of, take off those rough edges. When we weren't quite trusting like we needed to, he says, now you have nothing else. All you have is me. Peter 1, 6 and 7 says, so be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. Many trials. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Sometimes people have a tougher life than others. I always say I love, when we were singing that one part of the song when it says beauty for ashes, that just speaks to my heart. I look at my life and I think a lot of my stuff that I went through, it was just ashes. But God worked his way through it and he gave me such beauty from it. Everything that you go through is like gold being put through a fire. When you go through these valleys, what happens when gold is heated up is the impurities rise to the surface. And then we can take them off until you become pure gold, clear, clear. Pure gold, as they say, is clear. This is what happens when we go through our valleys. Right now, you may be in such depths of despair and you think, how, why, I can't go on. And you just have to hold on tight because God has something he's teaching you through it. He's going to purify you, and he's going to change you into who he wants you to be. Pure, holy, clear. Not a cluttered up, clouded heart, but a clear one. I think a lot of times when we go through the valley, we think that God's doing something to us. But he's doing something for us, not to us. It's not like he wants to punish us. Just for punish sake. God's not a bad God. He's not a mean God. He's a loving God. If he's taken you through a valley, it's because he has something for you that he wants you to learn. I think it's those times where we just cling tight to Jesus. It's the only thing we have. When I came to Christ, I thought I had it all together at the beginning, I thought I had everything figured out. I had the husband who loved me. I had the house. I had the two kids, and I had the dog and the cat, and life should be perfect. But I wasn't, because I was in this depth of depression that I went through. I was 28 years old. I always say I did my midlife crisis at 28. I had no hope. I was so depressed. I was a person who loved to read, and all of a sudden I realized when I was reading, I'm like, I can't get anything out of this. There's no joy. I can't read. I just feel so distracted and cluttered, and I can't do this. And Cameron was really young. I mean, he was kindergarten. I remember he would no sooner get on the bus that I would take off and I would leave. I'd go to the hospital because I think there has to be something really wrong with me. All of a sudden, I feel like I have these panic attacks and this depression. I don't know what's going on in my life. It was such a deep, deep valley that I was in. Now, getting past it, I look at it and I think that's what brought me to Christ. I'm thankful for that time. I'm thankful for that depression because I don't know if I ever would have looked up and noticed God if it wasn't for the fact that he kind of pulled everything away from me in my life. I think sometimes, we look at those valleys and we just think they're so horrible. But if you can look back and you can see what God did good out of it, and what he did and changed in you, you can recognize that those valleys were so beneficial, even more than those mountaintops sometimes. It's at those times, when I was alone, I couldn't sleep because of the depression. The kids would be asleep, John would be asleep, and I would go out, and I would sit in the living room in the dark by myself, Remember, the only thing that got me through at that time once I came to know Christ was just whispering the name Jesus over and over again. Just Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I'm sure I looked very crazy to a world that doesn't understand. But I knew without a doubt that that was the only thing that was going to get me through that tough time. It was just him and him alone. The problem is when we get in these valleys is we just want to go fast, don't we? We just want to get through them. And we want to go as fast as we can through them, speed through them. There has to be a mountaintop I'm going to get to quick. But it's all in God's timing. We don't get to rush. You know, we love to dawdle and take our time on the mountaintops, but we want to run through those valleys, but we're not allowed to. We just have to keep walking. It's just keep going, keep moving day to day. I think God wants to teach us those valuable things in the valleys. And I think a lot of times don't understand that he wants to teach us those things in the valleys. So what happens is we try to rush through them. And I think when we do try to rush through them and we try to like self-medicate maybe or, you know, live by addictions or distractions, maybe just trying to put on virtual reality glasses and pretend like the world is different than it really is in our lives at this moment. We do try to escape through maybe just, like I said, those distractions of movies or television or sometimes people. That what happens in the long run is we eventually have to face up to what the real world is. If we went through a valley and sometimes you didn't learn something from it, I will tell you that you're going to revisit that valley again. I know I have. There's things I didn't really learn, and God took me round that mountain again, come down back into that valley again. So we can't try to escape the valleys. We have to live in them. And if you're living there today, I want to tell you there is hope. And understand that if you're in that valley, it's because God wants to teach you something. And he is a good, good dad. He's a good enough dad to want to do something for your own good, to teach you something. Not to just let you keep living a life where you just think you got it all figured out, but something that you realize it's like, it's not just about you, it's about him. It's about trusting in him and holding on to him and not giving up. Pain hurts. No one's going to say it doesn't. It's terrible. It's terrible to feel pain. It's so hard to go through those tough times where you just feel like your heart's breaking, that you feel lost, so lost. But it's so valuable. And it's what drives us to keep moving, keep walking. I think the other really good thing about valleys sometimes is what happens is it actually wants us sometimes when we go through a valley to want better for ourselves. You know, I think sometimes we get very, very comfortable where we live. I think sometimes God says, you know, you're really not trusting me, or maybe you're kind of just taking second best. Maybe I need to remove something in your life so that you realize that there's something better out there for you. And I think sometimes those valley and those painful experiences is exactly what God's trying to do for us at those times. Sometimes, you know what, you're really going along and things are going good. You're paying your bills, you got a job, and all of a sudden you lose your job. You're like, this is horrible. How am I going to do it? The bills are coming in. You're in a valley. You don't know what you can do. But then all of a sudden, a new job comes. Something else opens up. And you realize after you get through it that it was a valuable lesson for you. That what you lost, you gained tenfold later. Relationships. We all thought we had that one. And you realize that that one was not your one. It was another person's one. And it's so difficult to go through those tough times. It's painful when you lose somebody that you thought would be in your life forever. But God knew that person wasn't for you. No one likes it. And I think there's lots of marriages out there that people just keep going on sometimes, and they're really not so happy. There's a lot of problems. They don't ask God for help. They don't work through their valleys themselves. There's relationships that break. Maybe you've gone through sickness. And that sickness that you feel, you're like, how ever am I going to get through this? And I don't know what it is. And then God actually tries to teach you something more about yourself that maybe you really do need to just exercise. Maybe you need to start eating better. You look back and you think it was for that reason. I don't know if I would have changed those habits that I've had. Like I say, those financial stresses, those times when you go through and you can't pay the bills and you think, I can't take it. This despair of feeling like I'm just drowning in debt. But God takes you to this valley. And through it, what happens is you learn how to spend your money better, how to budget better, how to be more faithful in your finances, even to God. So I think we have to understand that these valleys are so important. They're so valuable. It's funny, isn't it? Valleys are valuable. They teach us so much. So much about ourselves, so much about God, so much about the walk and the continuing on. You know, I think we can't try to escape the valleys. We can't just try to self-medicate. We have to kind of just endure what God has for us sometimes. Those times that you just have to grow into who God wants you to be. There's a process that's happening through the pain. Last night when I got done, a couple people had told me that they were going through that depression. There's a process that's taking place. Something that God wants to show you, that he's just holding you tight. That all the other things you've counted on and you've hoped for in your life, let them go and just hold on to him. It's in the valley that our faith is going to be stretched beyond measure. When there's nothing else but God. And that's all there is. And we can't rely on ourselves anymore to get us through. We can't rely on all of our own backup plans because we're really good with that, aren't we? We start to go through a valley and we start to make all these different choices. Oh, I'm just going to have this plan. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to fall back into this. And God says, just walk through it. It's not about you. It's about him. If you look at Psalm 23, we can see that God's making a point that it is all about him. It's the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. What really jumps out at me there is that it says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. God is always pursuing us. He always is chasing us. When we come to know him, it's like, come back. He's always beckoning us and pursuing us and working in our lives. But it's less about us and more about him. We have to keep our eyes on God to get us through those tough times. We have a tendency when we think that things are going well in our life, we believe that we've done something great, right? It's all about us. When things go bad, a lot of times what happens is we blame God. God's just saying, if you've been blessed, it's because of me. It's because you're going through a valley, it might be because I'm allowing it. But it's all about me. He wants it to be where you look at him. Get your eyes off of you, the focus of what you're feeling, what you're always going through, and keep your eyes on him. And he'll lead you in the right direction. He'll lead you, whether it be back up on another mountain or you're going to might go deeper in that valley for a short amount of time. But eventually he'll get you through. Like I said, when you're at your lowest, you can only look up. I feel pity for those people really who've never felt a mountaintop or honestly who've never went through a valley. Because I think those places, those elevations are actually what teaches us so much to hold on to God. I think when we have those great times where we feel God and we can't deny that he was with us, it's an amazing blessing. But I also think in those valleys, sometimes when we have nothing else but God, I think those valleys are also a great blessing from God. that he gets our eyes off of us. He gets our eyes off of what we thought was good in our lives, and we realize how good he is instead. I think the most important thing also we have to understand about our valleys is we need to share our valleys. Our valleys are so important to share with others. See, the thing is, when we have a testimony, God says, share it. Share it. If God got you through a deep valley, he didn't give it to you just to keep for you to hide. He wants you to share it with other people. The fact that I decided I was going to share my thoughts and my feelings of going through depression isn't just because I want to tell you a cool story, bro. It's because I want you to understand that if you're going through that tough time too, you have hope. If he can change my life, he could change your life. If he can take somebody that's living at 28 years old, that things were great, and he can have me go through depression and get me through it, he can do the same for you. So our valleys are something that we should share with others. It's another reason why we go through them. It's to encourage each other, to help each other, to continue on in our walk of following after God. So wherever you are today, Cameron mentioned, I think it was last night, the fact that, you know, being a pastor is an interesting thing because it really is like you are schizophrenic some days. I mean, there's days that you see people when you're walking in the church and somebody really is having their best day ever. God came through with them, you know, it was a huge way, and they're just praising God and it's wonderful. You literally turn the corner and you'll meet somebody that says, this is the worst part of my life it's ever been. They've lost somebody. So you immediately go from this elevation of joy down depths into despair with the person that's crying and saying they can't go on. And then you meet many people in the hallway that are just in the in-betweens. But that's what our faith is all about, isn't it? That's exactly what you need to keep thinking about. The valley might be right now, a mountaintop will be coming. If you're on the mountaintop, a valley will probably come. But it's going to continually purify us and change us and help us to become who Christ would want us to be eventually. Let me pray for you. Lord, we're so thankful that you don't just forget us. Lord, even though we come to know you, you don't insulate us. You don't just let us stop where we are. But Lord, that you continue to keep moving us along the path. Sometimes through those battles, sometimes through those valleys that we go through. Lord, we're thankful that you continually change us and challenge us and help us to grow into who it is that you want us to become. We're thankful, Father, that you are such a good God, that you do these things, Lord God, sometimes just for our own good, even though they're painful. We can be glad that you're doing something great through them. I just ask, Father, that today, for all these people that are here today, you know where they sit. You know where they're standing. I just pray, Jesus, that you would work in their lives, Lord. Help them to praise you if they're on the mountaintops, but help them to cling to you if they're in the valleys. And right now, if they're just in between and they're not even knowing if they feel you at all, I just pray that you whisper something. Show them that you're there with them. Help them to go back to those other times to remind themselves of your faithfulness. Lord, I just pray for each one that's here today and their families. Lord, bless them. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.